This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Net hierna is dit tyd om te gesels met Dr. Pieter Hammond.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
And good morning and welcome to Dr. Pieter Hammond.
Good morning. Amongst all the news that confronts us, we always need to keep in mind to keep the main thing the main thing. And what are the big issues that Christians need to be focused on? Well, our highest priority must be the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, His Great Commission should be our supreme ambition, which is to make disciples of all nations, to teach obedience to all things that the Lord has commanded. So back to the Bible needs to be our continual refrain. And this includes knowing the Bible, reading the Bible, reading every part of the Bible, every book of the Bible. And it's absolutely vital that we get back to the Bible, that we have a Bible, that all the people we know, our friends and family, our neighbors, have Bibles, our co-workers, friends at school. So Bible distribution and Bible teaching are critical parts of our work and life. We need to have doctrine and devotion, head and heart, and hands, and feet. In fact, we should put feet to our faith. It's not enough to know the truth in our head. We've got to believe and love it in our heart, and we must activate it through our hands and our feet. We need to work for reformation today, a back-to-the-Bible reformation. Things need to be reorganized, and we need to apply the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life. And we need to be praying for spiritual revival. We cannot work for revival because revival is a sovereign move of Almighty God. We can pray for revival, but we can work for reformation. Reformation is our duty. When we get serious about the Word of God, when we get serious about applying what the Bible teaches, applying the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life. So reformation is our duty. We can work for reformation, but we can only pray for revival because it's a spiritual move that can only come from God alone. We can't preach it up. We can't pray. We can't organize it. We can only pray it down, so to speak. And personally, one of the most important things for every single Christian young person is be straight, get married, and have lots of children, and bring them up in the love and the fear of the Lord. And so home education is a vital tool to counter the new world disorder and the globalist woke agenda. It's so important for us to be able to invest in the future. One of the most important things you can do is what all of your ancestors did, and that is to get married and have children, because if they hadn't done that, you wouldn't exist. And we need to invest in the future. That's personally being straight, getting married, and having lots of children, which is counter-revolutionary because the globalist New World Disorder would rather do anything to prevent you from doing that. But that is critical. One of the first commands God ever gave was to be fruitful and to multiply. So the cultural mandate, the dominion mandate, the creation mandate, to be fruitful and multiply, and the Great Commission to make disciples and teach obedience, these need to be the guiding principles for any productive life. And politically, we need decentralization. Following examples of excellence like the Swiss model, where all power and all funding is decentralized down to the local level, where homeowners and ratepayers control the local municipality, which controls the local police, which controls everything, basically needs to be controlled by those committed and invested in the community and not just the transients who are passing through. And this is why it's so important to promote self-determination and to be able to be standing for free enterprise and private ownership of property, which is absolutely foundational for any productive, prosperous, peaceful community. And so we are committed to making disciples, teaching obedience, all things the Lord commanded. This is vital. And in fact, virtually all the news that we hear in the world is about the chaos that results when people turn away from the Bible and turn away from God's principles for peace and productivity and prosperity. And so we need to be committed to the complete and utter destruction of communism, globalism, socialism, and the entire cultural Marxism, the woke globalist agenda, which in so many ways is radically undermining and destroying civilization. So what are we doing? Well, I found one of the most important things I invested in was studying the Bible, every book of the Bible, going through every single book and summarizing it. And these messages, which were first preached in Livingston Fellowship, ended up as magazine articles for Joy Magazine, translated Afrikaans for Jeugd Tijdschrift, and then they became chapters for the books Old Testament Survey and New Testament Survey, which are now textbooks in a number of Bible colleges around the continent of Africa. And along with that, Old Testament Survey and New Testament Survey, which also ended up as sermons on sermon audio websites, and people can access these through the frontlinemissionsa.org website, where we've got a sermon summarizing every book in the Bible from Genesis through to Revelation. And it's so vital that we know the Bible, that you know all the Bible and not just our favorite things. And to be able to, it's like when you let a kid at a buffet, they might go straight to the ice cream section and miss the vegetables and the fruits and the meat of the thing. So it's vital that we know all the Bible, every single book. All of them are relevant. All of them are important. And by God's grace, our mission is investing in Bible distribution. We're averaging 200 tons of Bibles and books every single year, given away completely free in about 100 different languages. A gospel booklet, Sunday school materials, Bible study materials, and Bibles, New Testaments and Psalms, gospel booklets. 200 tons a year, that's a lot of weight, a lot of material, and a lot of organization, but it's a drop in the bucket. There are 600 million churchgoers in Africa today who don't have a Bible, not even a New Testament. There are many pastors who don't even have a full Bible in Africa. 70% of the pastors in the Congo only have a New Testament. So it's vital that people get the Word of God. The churches are growing so much. Right now, we have 760 million churchgoers in Africa, officially, according to Operation World. That is going to double in the next 25 years. By 2050, present trends continuing, it is calculated that we will have 1.4 billion Christians in Africa. But what type of Christians if they don't have access to Bibles? So the most strategic needs and missions today is Bibles and Bible teaching. And that's what we need to invest in. That is the big issue that needs to be addressed. Making disciples of all nations, teaching obedience to all things the Lord has commanded. And by God's grace, Africa will have more Christians than any other continent in the world by the year 2050. That is the present trend. Africa is on track to becoming the largest Christian continent in the world. Right now, we might be only 20% of the world's land surface, 10% of the world's population, but we are increasingly becoming the continent with the most Christians, the highest number and percentage of Christians in the world. And so the challenge to every church, to every mission, to every Christian is to know the Bible and to make it known, to know God and to make him known, to put feet to our faith, to make Christ's Great Commission our supreme ambition. And if there's listeners who want to cooperate in this, who need Bibles for their outreaches, contact us at www.frontlinemissionsa.org, frontlinemissionsa.org. My personal email is peter@frontline.org.za. And we would like to help you with providing enough gospel booklets and scripture booklets, like from World Missionary Press, which we've got tons of, and to provide Bibles, Sunday school materials that you can use to be more effective in fulfilling the Great Commission in your community. And if you're doing cross-border outreaches, we can equip you often with the booklets in the language that you need, whether we're talking about Shona or Ndebele or Chichewa, Bemba, Ovumbundu, Shangaan, the different languages across the borders, including French for the Congo or Portuguese for Mozambique and Angola. We have stocks of those. And so contact us at Frontline Mission, and let's see how we can help you to be more effective in fulfilling the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Peter Hammond. We really appreciate it. Have a lovely weekend.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.